But it's quite clear ukuthi nina anvumi because you decided to guess the wrong artist this morning. But it's okay. Your artist for this morning was DJ Maphorisa, and Gabs at a small, well, just DJ Maphorisa alone. But he does not go alone. He's always
you
with
see,
someone.
That's why I was thinking we're also black motioning this thing, but we're only talking about wine.
They were coming through with Vumani Boy. It's exactly 11 o'clock. Let's check into the news desk with Fifi Frequency.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your stories making headlines this hour, system is vulnerable, but Eskom predicts no load shedding for Thursday, and action to be taken against those implicated in Enoch Mbeyanzi's death.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning, I am Refilwe Katong. Eskom says load shedding will not be implemented today despite a constrained generation system. Eskom says there has been fewer unplanned breakdowns, which has helped boost available capacity. Eskom has managed to starve off load shedding for some days now. However, spokesperson Sikonathi Machancha says system remains vulnerable and unpredictable. City Power says it's on an aggressive drive to collect more than 4.9 billion owed to it by over 37,000 users. The utility says among its debtors were 10,000 businesses and 104 government departments, including schools and hospitals. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says outstanding debts impacted heavily on profitability and uninterrupted power supply. He added the drive will also find illegal connections and cut off debtors who didn't come forward. And finally, a forensic report into drowning of Enoch Mbeyanzi has found that Nyathi Bush and Riverbrook Lodge was reckless in the extreme, and that what happened to the 13-year-old boy shouldn't have been foreseen. The detailed report was released last night. Mbeyanzi drowned in Crocodile River during a school camp in January after he fell off a raft made by children. His body was only found 2 days later. Investigators interviewed several people, including teachers, pupils, and manager of the lodge. The report found that children were not given life jackets, while teachers only realized